Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 30th. Life goes on, sort of, during the time of the coronavirus. Many of us are working from home at present, and the rest are either essential or non-essential. The non-essential are by mayoral order at home, but the essentials are still working at their normal jobs in this most abnormal time. Our union has been busy trying to deal with issues as they arise. For example, last week's Newsline warned that non-essential workers could be transferred to essential jobs, and this has been happening. One group of our members, normally working as trainers, were finally determined to be non-essential. However, they were then told to be ready to take up some other essential work. So, they sat in a room, waiting and waiting. Alice Moyes and our grievance department contacted the agency, and by midweek, the trainers had been sent home. They will return only if really needed. We're also trying to get our normal work done, but our largest outstanding issue, our overdue contract, is not going forward at this time because the Office of Labor Relations is focusing on the health crisis. Even so, we were able to win an overdue victory at the Hospitals Corporation. Gabriel Martinez has been seeking payment for standby time for two groups of our members. She, Nora Sullivan and Adam Orgel had prepared a case to go forward, but we won a nice settlement instead. The matter is not resolved for going forward, but for a time period gone by, checks will now be going out. 59 clinical business analysts who grieve the matter will now receive a check for $4,687 before deductions each. 101 senior consultants, Management Information Services, but also grieved, will now receive a check for $5,200, again, before deductions, each. The total amount being sent out now is a bit over $800,000. We are very pleased that these vital and overworked Health and Hospital Corporation members will be receiving their checks. Thanks again to our legal and grievance staff for their good work. That's all the news for now, but this section, Coronaviruses, Information and Resources, has all the guidances and rules updated as they are issued. It is to be found on the main page of the website. Thanks for calling. Stay well, and call again.